Now, Air America's business model is very different from that of most conservative talk radio in that it chose to lease airtime in some big markets rather than to grow its carriage gradually. But another liberal talk show host took the more traditional route, eventually picking up dozens of stations without paying for airtime. His name is Ed Schultz. He's a political convert. He used to have a right-wing talk show, and if you're not paying close attention to what he's actually saying, he sounds a lot like the guy Air America said was the man to beat. Here's Rush Limbaugh.
They are liberals, and this is how they have woven their fabric. They don't get their extremism passed and signed into law legislatively. They do it via courts and judges.
Here's Ed Schultz.
This is a power grab by the neocons. This is all about trying to prove to them that they are compassionate, despite the fact that this is the same crowd that last week was talking about cutting Medicare and Medicaid.
Limbaugh?
They are liberals, and this is how they have woven their fabric.
Schultz?
This is a power grab by the neocons.
Is Ed Schultz the Limbaugh of the left? He joins me now from Fargo. Ed, welcome to On the Media.
Brooke, thank you.
First of all, how's your show doing?
Show's doing really well. We started on two stations, Needles, California, and Langdon, North Dakota, on January 4th of 04. And 15 months later, we're now in 80 markets and 8 out of the top 10. It's really the fastest growing show since Limbaugh got going.
And to what do you attribute that?
It's very little to do with politics if a show is going to be successful. Only 10% of the people that come to a radio show do it for political gratification. They've got to have entertainment, relevant information, got to be able to communicate, caller interaction. You got to have pace. You have to move the show. Program directors and general managers don't say, hey, here's Ed Schultz. He's a progressive. Let's put him on the air. I mean, if it doesn't sound good, if it doesn't have the qualities of a good radio show, it's not going to go anywhere.
Now, we've had you on the show before talking about your political conversion. I know some people have suggested that this was self-interested. Why did you switch?
You know, when I went into a homeless clinic in 1998, the one that my wife managed in Fargo, I met Vietnam veterans and started asking questions. When I saw health care costs that are going through the roof and really the Republicans doing absolutely nothing to turn the tide on that, I finally went on the air one day in about 2001 said, you know what, I am a Democrat. I am a liberal. I cannot align myself with what is happening right now in this neocon, this conservative-driven agenda that is storming Washington.
Now, Ed, Rush Limbaugh is widely credited with helping to usher in the so-called Republican Revolution of 1994. If talk radio has that kind of power, is it fair to say that liberal talk radio just didn't deliver in 2004?
Well, politically speaking, the righties, as I call them, the Limbaughs, he's got a 15, 16-year start on all this. And he's good. He is a professional communicator. And with that, the Republican agenda has nurtured the audio culture of the country. The Democrats are way behind the curve. The Democratic Party is way out of touch. Kerry did as much to defeat himself, in my opinion, as Rush Limbaugh or any conservative talker in this country did to defeat him. The Democrats, the liberals, they got to get in this game. It's called repetitive message. They got to talk to Joe Bierkan. They got to figure out how to talk to Middle America. They got to make it simple for them to understand. They got to connect with their values. I've got it figured out. That's why my show is growing. I know how to say I'm a gun-toting, meat-eating lefty and damn proud of it.
And talk radio, I think you'll agree, is by nature, or at least by convention, pretty confrontational. And there's a sort of anger. Some have even said a kind of rage. And it's often been said that liberals just don't know how to rage well.
Passion, rage. You have got to be able to interact and be quick with your facts and your opinions. Two of the most important words in talk radio are you and your. Because every listener that goes to the dial says, okay, what's in this for me? What's in this for my family? And am I enjoying what I hear right now? That's what radio listeners are doing. I'm not prepared to be the governor of New York. I don't want to be the governor of New York. I want to be a talk show host. I can't speak for the other people that they've tried to do this in the past.
You're talking about Mario Cuomo's radio program.
Of course. He's not a radio professional. He doesn't understand QM. He doesn't understand quarter hour and how to keep it and how to promo and how to move the show. This is a skill that you have to learn and know how to do. You just can't grab a microphone and say, hey, I'm a liberal. I think I'll do a talk show. It doesn't work that way.
What's your opinion then of Air America?
I have no opinion of Air America. They got their shop, I got mine.
Okay. Back when you were a conservative talk show host, were the callers different?
Oh, don't kid yourself. Lefties can get mean, too.
Ed, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Ed Schultz is host of The Ed Schultz Show, Straight Talk from the Heartland.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Megan Ryan, Tony Field, Jamie York, and Mike Wallow, and edited by Brooke. Dylan Keith is our technical director, and Jennifer Munson, our engineer, with help this week from Rob Christensen. Our interns are Susanna Dillaplane and Nick Gilowitz. Our webmaster is Amy Pearl.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer, and Dean Capello, our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. You can listen to the program and find free transcripts, MP3 downloads, and our podcast at onthemedia.org, and email us at onthemedia@wnyc.org. This is On the Media from WNYC. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. The W.K. Kellogg Foundation, from vision to innovative impact, 75 years of philanthropy. And the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, online at mott.org, supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. Support for On the Media comes from Hofstra University, which this November analyzes Bill Clinton's administration at the 11th of its presidential conferences. More details at hofstra.edu. And by Lincoln Center, presenting Sondheim and Lapine's Passion, sponsored by MetLife, telecast on Live from Lincoln Center this Thursday, March 31st on PBS. And the Bidell Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the John and Anna Maria Phillips Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.